Good morning. My name is, I go by Saud. My birth name was Milton Hayes. I was born in a little town in North Carolina, Lumberton, North Carolina. The baby of seven children from my mother, Helen. Lived there most of my life until I joined the military, joined the Marine Corps. Went to Japan, Korea for a year, came back, ended up in California. Got out of the Marine Corps in Oceanside, California, where I lived for approximately 5 years. Well, while I was in Oceanside, California, I got involved with drugs and alcohol, lost a job, and was out in the streets committing crimes. Caught a crime, attempted murder, and went to prison with a life sentence plus 15 years. I had tried to go to the church before, fell off in prison, ended up, I became Muslim. Started going to services as a Muslim, stayed in the services, stayed active. And as a lifer, they had required you to do certain programs in the hope that you would get out. Back in 1994, when I first went in, they said there was no hope of getting out, but you still had to do the programs. And so different programs came along, and people did them just to go in to get the certificate to say, I did it. There was no real end to it. It's just, I sat in a class, I listened, and that was it. And that's the way most lifers did the programs, you know. No hope, but we do it anyway. In 1995, someone said I should sign up for the Alternative Violence Project. I said, okay, it's another chrono. Well, went in, and it was a intense 3-day workshop, 8 o'clock to almost 9 o'clock Friday and Saturday, and then half a day Sunday. My very first AVP program, I went in, and they have what they call light and lively. It's games to lighten the moods up after the serious exercises. And one of them they did was called Crocodiles and Frogs, and it's a little, it's like kind of like tag chase game. And you end up trying to help someone, save them from the crocodile. You're the frogs, and you have to save someone from the crocodiles. Most guys just are kind of selfish with it, and they want the little piece of paper to put out for safety for themselves. Well, at the end of this game, it was me, and for those who don't understand, in the prison system, you have your classes, like in society. Well, there has a class called Southern Mexicans. They divide themselves in there. Southern Mexicans and blacks don't get along. They're most of the times at war. At the end of this particular AVP exercise, myself and a Southern Mexican were huddled up, hugging each other to save each other from the crocodile. It was unusual. Everybody else in the room was kind of looking like, wow, really? And out of that, I became good friends with Philip Formosa. I haven't heard from him since I got out, and I tend to contact with him because I hope he's still alive. Last I heard, he was sick with cancer. But he was a good friend all through the time that we remained in contact with each other. And it was amazing because, you know, we talked, we played handball together on the yard, you know, which was unusual, you know, before the serious wars came in the prison system. But even after all that, we stayed friends. And I continued with the AVP program because I saw something in it that went beyond just getting a chrono. I saw actual a chance to develop friendships and break barriers. So I continued to go and was offered the opportunity to become a facilitator. I believed in the program, so I became a facilitator. And I've had the experience that through the program, many barriers have been broken. We see guys come in that, like I said, most of them, they just come in for the chronos. They don't care about the program. They just want to see it, listen, get the chronos, and go forward. But at the end of the 3 days, at least 95% are now on a different path. They are understanding that there's alternative violence. There's ways to solve your problems without violence. And some of them actually continue on to spiritual paths. Christians, Muslims, some Jews. And I have found that over my years of working AVP, which is how I met Dorothy at Solano State Prison, it introduces you to a different people, to different thoughts. Back when I first became Muslim, I liked to debate. I love to debate. I would debate with anyone. And I used to attend Kairos, which was a Christian services. And there was one particular guy, he every time he see me, he wanted to debate Christianity and the Quran with me. And I'm like, I don't know why, because you really haven't studied. You want to debate with me and you haven't studied. But then I reached a point, I read something that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He says, when you debate with another person to prove they're wrong in their belief about God, what you're debating is to say that they're not a believer, and you can't say that because only God knows their heart. So I had to stop debating about that and just accept that what a person believes is what they believe, whether it's what I believe or not, as long as they're trying to follow God. There's a particular scripture in the Quran. It's called Wal-Asr in Arabic. The English translation is by the token of time. And what it says is, by the token of time, verily, man is in loss, except those who join together in the mutual teaching of truth and patience. And that's one of the things I have to try to maintain at all times, is that when I meet anyone, my first ideal should be to join together with my fellow human, my fellow brother or sister, in trying to establish peace in the world. Sometimes it's kind of hard because of my job. I deal with a lot of homeless people who are actually crazy, mentally disabled, and then some who are on drugs and just drugged out and not in control of themselves. And I have to practice patience because they come into the restaurant and they don't want to have understanding. They don't want to have patience. The ones who are mentally deficient, I can talk to them. As long as I'm calm and open and inviting, they're receptive. The ones who are on drugs, they're slightly different. They tend to be a problem. They want to create confusion because they have confusion in their life. And I have to accept that they had a journey. That's one of the things that AVP taught to me, is to sit and listen to a person's journey, see where they came from. And if I've walked that journey before, I should be able to better understand. And so it takes a lot every day to maintain that patience. But I understand God has patience with me, so I must practice that patience. You know, and I got a lot of that with AVP, understanding, the mutual reaching out, communications. That's the main key in AVP, communication. If we can talk, we can figure it out without violence. I'm praying to continue an AVP program as part of my walk, and I'm out now and doing rehabilitation for myself in drug program, and intend to try to become a counselor, but I always want to maintain the AVP facilitator status because I know it works, you know, especially for people who have a spiritual base. And it opens up those who have closed off to a spiritual basis and allows them to recontact with God so that their lives can be better. So that's my hope for the future. I invite all of y'all, see what it is about. Attend it, become a part of it. It's a great program. And for those who have a spiritual center, is a great way to help other people. I appreciate your time and allowing me to attend your services and talk. Thank you.